The taina that people had on Rav Kook was like this. There are various different things that people do for various different motives. And as you know, if you read my book, so the Rabbi Yosef Yedid, when talking about Rav Kook, he quotes things from him and he says, I don't know, I'm not judging him as a person because maybe he was possessed, maybe he had some influences, maybe who knows what's wrong with him. But all I know is the stuff that he says is very bad, and he quotes the stuff. However, Rebbe Chonon and the Satmar Rebbe both hone in on a particular thing. There's one thing that he did that there's no shoye, Rabbi Nachman says. You remember what I said, that there's a whole big difference about who are our friends and who are our enemies and who are good Jews and who are bad Jews? It's a very simple thing. A tzaddikim are good and rishayim are bad Jews. It's very simple. Very simple. It came Rav Kook and said that the rishayim are really good Jews. Not because they did Averis, but if you're a Zionist, then in certain ways you're better than Erlich Yidden that are not Zionists. Rebbe Chonon points to Rabbeinu Yoina, which I mentioned before, Ishlefi Mahaloloi, that a person is what he praises. Rabbeinu Yoina says over there that if a person praises Rishoyim, there is no excuse, there's no shogeg. A person can have a taiva, and he does bad things. You know, not everybody's but tzaddik all the time. Some people, you know, we have sheva yipol tzaddik become. But at least you know, you praise the tzaddikim, and you don't praise the rishoyim. What is the excuse for saying that if somebody's a Zionist, in certain ways he's higher than a tzaddik? And what does that make you? So says Rebbe Chonon Nishlefi Mahaloloi, what Rabbeinu Yoina says. The Satmar Rebbe has the same vort, but from a different Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, you know, the halacha is if you're a shliach tzibur and you skip v'lam al shinim. So, you get kicked off your position as shliach tzibur. It's a shaila forever, only that time. And Rabbeinu Yoina asks Akasha. Now, v'lam al shinim is a curse on the apikorsim. That's what it is. It's the curse they should all v'lam al shinim. V'chol haminim and kregi yevedu. And if you daven nusach svar, it's even more curses. Nusach svar is worse. Nusach ashkenaz beret off, but svar is worse. Rabbeinu Yoina asks, why aren't you worried if a guy skips the bracha of tchiyas hamesim? Then why aren't you worried he doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim? So Rabbeinu Yoina says, if a guy skips Tchiyas HaMesim, it doesn't really mean he doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, because even if he doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, why shouldn't he say it? He's the Shliach Tzibur. What's he afraid of? Why doesn't he say it? But if a guy is an Apikiris, he won't want to say the Bruch of V'lam Al Shinim. Because if a guy won't curse the Apikorsim if he's an Apikiris. So if a guy doesn't want to curse the apikorsim, we're a chub mechuyif to be choishish that he himself is one. So what do we do if somebody not only doesn't want to say bad things about them, but wants to praise them? What should we think about such a person? So what should I tell you? You go to yeshiva. Every Tuesday and Thursday you learn about Kairach, who was Bal Ruach HaKodesh, right? But we know what Kairach was. We learn about Yerov Ben Nevat, who he and Hashem and David HaMelech were supposed to be in Gan Eden together, right? But we know that Yoav Ben Nevat was literally the worst Russia in the history of Klal Yisrael. We know that from the Rambam. The Rambam says everybody has the fear to be as big a tzaddik as Moshe Rabbeinu or as big a Russia as Yoav Ben Nevat. Mashma, the Rambam couldn't find a bigger Russia than Yoav Ben Nevat. Every Tuesday and Thursday we learn about another case. Shapsi Tzvi had tremendous milus. He was new. Rabbi Yankiv Sasportis writes about how he Torah mitzvahs he did, Baal tshuvas. He was makar of thousands of people. People were saying Mashiach is coming now. We want to do tshuva. See gufim, unbelievable. But he was a false Mashiach. These things happen. Rav Kook had a lot of milus that made people think things. I'll tell you a story that I didn't write about because I didn't know it. B'shas I wrote my book, but I found out about it afterwards. In the Sefer Lev Eliyahu from Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, there's a story about a yeshiva. Doesn't say which yeshiva. I found out which yeshiva also. That wanted a mashgiach. And they went to the Chofetz Chaim. They spoke about various candidates, and they wanted him to appoint, to suggest a mashgiach. And he did. He suggested Rav Kook. It was Telz yeshiva, by the way. And then later, the Chofetz Chaim happened to have met Rav Kook, and he asked him, how you doing, whatever, how's Parnosa? And by the way, it doesn't say it was Rav Kook in the Lev Eliyahu. Shalom Shwadron, who wrote Lev Eliyahu, told people that it was Rav Kook. My brother-in-law was one of the people. Rav Eliyahu Lapian, when he told the story, he did say it, but Rav Shwadron left that name out of the Sefer. When he was asked, he said, well, if Rav Eliyahu Lapian said it over, I can say it over too. Then I spoke to one of Rav Gifta's children, and I started telling him the story. He said, how do you know that story? I said, what do you mean? He said, how do you know the story? I said, how do you know the story? He said, it was Telz. Telz was the yeshiva. But then he said, how's Parnassa? And Rav Kook said something to this effect. It's okay, but it wouldn't hurt if it would be better. So there's nothing also with saying that. And a prosta poshet abalabos may even say such a thing when you ask him. But such a person doesn't belong to be mashgiach in yeshiva. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote a letter on Chol Hamoed to the yeshiva, make sure you don't hire him, I changed my mind. Now, had the Chofetz Chaim not met him through Hashgacha Pratis, he would have left that hamtzah, that suggestion, to say, no, he should be the mashgiach. There are people throughout history that have had big milus, but also tragic flaws that make it very, very bad for people to follow them. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we learn about somebody else like that in Tanakh. And there are people throughout history like that. I just want to add one thing, which may or may not be Nogeya here, but it is not off the table. The Leshem says that the Yetzirah would gladly let a person get great madrigas in chasidus and mitzvahs and various different from Kaiten if he can get him to have bad hashkafas, especially something that's an abizrayu davoy dezara. It's worth it for the Yetzirah, for the Satan, to let somebody excel in chasidus and mitzvahs and all of that, if you can get him to have a bad hashgacha so that people will be able to follow him. It's like bait, which means that such a person also was very easy for him to become real frum, because why, you and me are not so frum because we have a Yetzirah. But here the Yetzirah is helping him be more frum. So, who knows? Throughout history there were people, there were historical incidents. Shapsi Tzvi is the first one that comes to mind, where there were people like this that had gevissa milus, but also terrible chesroinus, like a Shapsi Tzvi, who was a mamish, machri of the world. That there are instances of rabbonim, choshev yidden, that didn't see the chesroinus. So when I ask you this, when you ask me this, I will tell you, nobody ever defended, no Rav, nobody ever defended things Rav Kook said. No one could. No one said, no, he's right. A lot of people didn't know the things that he said, because when he was asked, as you know, he would like kind of deny that he said them, or I meant something else. A lot of times, even at HaYom HaZeh, people deny a lot of the things that he said. And a lot of times people don't know. But those that did know, even the ones that, the Erlich HaYidin, I'm talking about the people in our Machaneh, right? That didn't think he was so bad, never did so because they defended what he said. Never. Nobody defended what he said. They would say, like the Rabbi Yosef Yedid, something like, whatever the pshat is, but you're not allowed to follow anything he says. You're not allowed to learn stuff. As Chazon Ish told a guy, that was selling Sfarim in a store. Reb David Frankel, brings this down. Not brings this down. It's in the Sefer about Reb David Frankel, the Zechor LeDavid. Reb David Frankel said over that somebody had Rav Cook's stuff in the store. And he obviously wasn't such a rich guy. And somebody was Moicha, and he went to the Chazon Ish and asked the Chazon Ish what to do. And the Chazon Ish said, the Hashkafa stuff you have to get rid of. You're not allowed to sell it. The Halacha stuff that have no Hashkafa in it, if somebody wants to buy it, you're allowed to sell it to him. The Chazon Ish didn't say that you should go buy it. The Chazon Ish told the guy that had an inventory that the Hashkafa stuff he's not even allowed to sell. The Halacha stuff that has no Hashkafa in it, about Hilchos and Tzilus Yadayim or whatever it is, if somebody wants to buy it, you're allowed to sell it to him. But nobody's going to defend the stuff that he said. And these Gedolim had very strong things to say about him. We know the story of my family. It's a Messiah. My Shver was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And Reb Baruch Soloveitchik used to say over this story, because my Shver, after he was by the Chofetz Chaim, then he went to the Brisker Rav. He was in Rad, and then he went to Brisker Rav. There was a newspaper, a Polish newspaper, that had an article about Rav Cook, and it mentioned about the soccer players, the Jewish Freie soccer players. So that's part of Zionism, to change the Jews into soccer players, right? What a big Kiddush Hashem it is. And they had this article. So one of the Chofetz Chaim's Talmidim put the article on Chofetz Chaim's table. It wasn't only Bizman Hazeh that Talmidim do this kind of shtick. They put the article on Chofetz Chaim's table. My Shver was there with his father. It happened to be that time. Chofetz Chaim picked up the thing. He looked at it. And he started shaking. He started shaking when he saw it. Shaking. And he said, Kiddush Hashem! Ata kodosh, v'shimcha kodosh, pilke, that means ball in Polish. Pilke, kuk, puk, shmuk. Just like that. And there are other stories about the Chofetz. This is first hand, I'm telling you this mamish first hand, from a person who was there. Well, second hand, my share was first hand. But everybody, Reb Beryl used to say the story all the time, and for decades. Doiris. And nobody found the story shver. What Shver? Kiddush Hashem. You see, that's the thing. The religious Zionism took this stuff and said, no, this is Yiddishkeit. Reb Baruch Ber, it's not new anymore. The three-volume, the Reb Baruch Ber Shiurim, the small Shiur Reb Baruch Ber, the last volume has a whole bunch of stuff from Zionism about Reb Baruch Ber. He says there, Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Ruvain said it, over that the religious, the Frumat Zion, were worse than the Freya. Because the Freya, they say, look, we don't want the Torah, we don't care about the Torah, we don't like the Torah, and this is our religion, this is our ideology. The Fruma are Megalaponim B'Torah Shalei K'Halacha. They mess up the Torah, and they say, this is Torah. So they are mamish worse.